It's 11:30, live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Deren.
You're on a live 90.5 with Jim and Deren on Spotlight, a show that really tries to showcase the great work that many people do and continue to do for our community. And we're really excited this morning to have Dr. Patricia Jenkins, the President of United Nations Association of Australia. Welcome, Patricia.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here. Indeed it is. It's a very opportune time because the work that we're doing has never been more important of the many different things that are happening. And it was recently highlighted. We just had the 75th anniversary, which was quite evident and came through about what the Secretary General was talking about, what needs to happen, and about he actually raised, and which was very moving for us in our association, about he talked about the ideals of the UN, about peace, justice, equality and dignity. And he was talking about how it took two wars and millions of deaths and for people to commit to an international cooperation, and saying we're very fortunate we haven't had a third world war, but and in modern times, but there's still so much more. And I think this pandemic has really thrown a spanner in the works for all of us.
And we're going to talk all about those things that you raised because it's really interesting. But just for our listeners, when we talk about the UN, and particularly we talk about UN of Australia, are they linked globally with Australia? And please walk us through what the UN does in terms of, so our listeners say, oh, United Nations, they had someone, yes, Patricia Jenkins, Dr. Patricia Jenkins, from United Nations on representing Australia. So could you let our listeners know that part of the equation?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, look, I'm involved proudly, so the United Nations Association of Australia, and it's an official non-profit, non-government membership-based organisation. It's working on behalf of promoting the work of the UN, where the prime organisation that promotes the work of the UN in Australia, and we promote the aims and ideals, and we support their programs. Our official, I guess, mission is to inform, inspire and engage all Australians regarding the work and values of the UN, and basically and very fundamental to it is to create a safer, fairer and more sustainable world. We've got divisions in every state, and I'm President of UNA New South Wales, Vice President of National, and we have work that goes on across all different areas. We've also got young professionals, UN youth. We have UN ambassadors working, raising awareness on different issues that come up. We work with other agencies, and we are a member of the World Federation of United Nations, which has got over 100 organisations that work closely around the world with government, DFAT, promoting UN work. Our work, various initiatives, we have focused on climate change, gender equality, reconciliation, refugees, and most important at the moment and guiding most of what we do is the Sustainable Development Goals. And I think we can come back to that because they are really the blueprint to building a better world for all, leaving no one behind, particularly in the post-pandemic period. I think that their work that they're doing, and it's called a decade of action that's coming on in now until 2030 to progress the goals to use as the guiding blueprint to come out of COVID-19.
And that truly has a story that we want to explore with regards to the development of our community and development of our society.
Alive 90.5. It's 20 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And we're talking with Dr. Patricia Jenkins, the President of the United Nations Association of New South Wales and Vice President of the United Nations Association of Australia.
Let's just go back. How long have you been with United Nations Association of Australia?
I'll tell you how it started with me. As a very young girl, I grew up in Bondi, and many migrants settled there, and I heard their stories, and they stuck with me for my life. I went to school with them. They came and they developed our community. It's very different to what it is now. It was a village, and I travelled and I worked for Australian Associated Press at Munich, and I saw tragedy, and then I lived in primitive fishing villages and helped disadvantaged communities, and it stuck with me, and I came back. I never went to uni when I was young, and I put myself through, and it was a focus of largely what I did was government, post-war migration, populate or perish, which was the call.
Yes, yes.
In those times, you know, the chiefly First Minister for Immigration, Corwell, and it developed, and with Menzies, and it came through, and what we were. So I worked in government and did some things, and then I joined UN Women, and I was vice chair there, and went to New York and spoke on UN reform, and actually met some really good people and inspired me. Then I came to UNAA, and I thought, this is a bigger picture. It's really what I'm about, and it's really all those things that the values that I've carried with me all my life. And here is my chance now to get in and really be involved in it.
And Patricia, you are very passionate about the values. What are those values that align you with the United Nations? I mean, really, who are you?
I'm a person. My mission, we had our annual AGM last week, and as I say, I'm here to create a better world for all in the wonderful spirit of humanitarian mateship. It's helping through, it's helping disadvantaged. Very important to me is education. We have now introduced in New South Wales a diploma, which I'm excited about. People are coming in now and getting educated to learn about the UN. We actually gave out a scholarship, and the young lady that took that at University of Wollongong came at our AGM and told us how fortunate she was to have that. And I feel that if people get an education and they learn the values of quality, giving other person a fair go, human rights, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 1, all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. We should help each other and bring each other through, not a big divide. But common territory and grounds on which we can, it's safer, and the communities can live together in harmony. And climate change is another one. They're the things, gender equality too. They're the values that come back to me. I feel that I also see this in the Sustainable Development Goals. I see the 17 goals, they're interconnected, and in fact, I actually spoke earlier this year at the Academic Council of the United Nations system. We did it virtually online, and just to hear, I was in speaking with some professors from Japan, and they were feeling the same things. They were saying, like I said, the charter, the first three words are "We the people," and they recognise the dignity and rights of people and coming together. And and then I equated it back to SDG 5, which was gender equality. And they said to me, they said, you know, we're experiencing the same over here, and you feel that when you do connect with people doing the same, you're spreading the word, and then you feel that you're getting support and you're raising awareness, which really helps. But I think myself and what we're focused on is the SDGs, the decade of action that's coming on, which is now till 2030. And I believe that they can transform the world, but we've got to get the process right. They're innovative and they're inspirational, and they've got unique qualities that people work together, they can change lives through, you know, the education career paths. They can tackle challenges, including the pandemic, climate change, poverty, ocean pollution, and the world get back on its feet again and realize that we are all interconnected, as these goals are, and then go for the targets in 2030 and follow the blueprint to a more equitable, prosperous and society committed to multilateralism, which are the rules that we've set up that we all value, that were agreed to when the sustainable goals did come through, that all nations agreed to them in 2015, and it was a path to reform the world. And I feel that after the pandemic and what's gone on and what we've seen, and countries that have just gone off and done their own thing, so to speak, that we need to work more together. We need to be more support for multilateralism that is at the very heart of the implementation and the shared values.
Patricia, thank you for sharing that. That really is very passionate and very authentic. My last question to you, if I may, we're delighted with what you've been able to share with us today. If people want to get involved with United Nations, how do they do that?
Well, they can get involved with us. I have an amazing group of people. We have monthly meetups, which is now we're doing a lot of things virtually. We just had the 75th anniversary. We had UN 75. We had a big display of UN photos that have not been done. We had panel. We had the cenotaph ceremony, which was people, all the members can get involved and come along. You go on the website and you have a look at unaa.org.au. And then it's got on there about us. It's got all the divisions, and it's got how you can join and how you can get involved. In New South Wales, we have the core to us are our volunteers, the volunteers that come and give their time. I'm one too, but the other ones that help too at the grassroots, I go and get involved. I am part of it, but there's a group that come, and I have a director of volunteering, and he gets all the volunteers that are interested in what their passions are, and has events and functions. We have membership, director of membership. He has monthly meetups, and he and the volunteer has them. I think the next one's the 26th of November. It'll be on our website on events, and they can come and listen and learn more. We've got the diploma course that we've introduced, which is very successful. It's got about subjects about the structure of the UN, the history, peacekeeping, the charter, and you get core competencies also. We're just finishing a course now. We've done three lots. It's very successful. We've got another one starting in the new year. It's UNA diploma, and it's all on the website under United Nations Association of Australia, unaa.org.au.
Well, Patricia, thank you for spending time with us. It's been very inspiring. I feel like I've got to jump on board and help the cause, because what you've been able to do is you give a high level of energy and a commitment to what you believe in, and we're just so delighted to be able to share your story with us on Spotlight with Darren and Jim on 90.5. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure. Take care. Bye.
Bye now. Well, that was fantastic to hear about United Nations of Australia, how it's linked to United Nations worldwide. So it's been fantastic, Darren. Really fantastic.
Indeed.
Alive 90.5.